Right. Hello and welcome to the Siemens PLM Connection 2009 podcast series. Our America's event is June 1st through the 4th in Nashville, Tennessee, and you can check out all the details at event.plmworld.org. This is Doris Smith, and today I'm talking to Dan Staples, who is Director of Product Development for Solid Edge. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Hey, first off, I wanted to congratulate you. I saw the announcement about the Leadership Award by the CAD Society, and congrats, and wanted to see if you had any thoughts you wanted to share about what it means to you and your Solid Edge development team.
Well, first of all, thanks. I guess we're super honored to get an award like that, and we put a lot of effort into this, as well as I really have to give a lot of credit to the team. I mean, throughout the Siemens PLM software as a company, we've invested a lot in this, and really proud to bring it to market. I'm proud to see that the market is looking forward rather than backward. I mean, there's been a lot of ways to, we've been designing models the same way for a very long time, and it's great to see that people are willing to open their eyes and look at a different way to do that, and I think that's probably the most exciting part.
Cool. Hey, I know you guys are busy with the next release, but also getting ready for the user group event. I just wanted to find out a little bit about what you and your team do at these events, what kind of stuff you present on. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, typically there'll be some sort of a keynote that I'll try to deliver that will cover, we're pretty aggressive on bringing out new releases, and we'll certainly want to, explain to people what the new release is about, what are the high points, and so on. That's kind of the keynote is really kind of an overview for the 3 days of the conference, so they kind of know what to look for and who to watch out for. And then, of course, try to have a variety of members of my team there, typically the product management team, which are the guys who help decide what's going to be in the product and how it's going to go forward, as well as my testing and release manager. She usually has a hands-on area there that will operate, as well as we'll have hands-on training sessions. And, so both the combination of PowerPoint, a certain amount of, hey, here's the new stuff, and here's some tips and tricks you might want to learn on the older stuff. And I think it's going to be an exciting session this year because, we're going to have a mix of both the new synchronous technology plus, hey, traditional technology, still a very strong technology for us. What tips and tricks might you have missed in the past? And let's make sure to focus on those. And then we're also, this year, it's probably, it's a mix of PowerPoint, but then hands-on, quite a lot more hands-on than usual, really kind of taking people through the paces of both the new technology and the traditional technologies.
Good. Now, I know you go to this event every year, but what do you really look forward to the most at these types of events? What's your favorite part about a user group conference?
For me, it's really interacting with the users. We always have some sort of get-togethers where we talk about future product direction, and there's always the informal stuff, right after a session, sitting down and talking about what they liked about it or what they want to see in the next release. So, we have a lot of different ways of gathering input from our users, but I would say, to me, face-to-face is about 1,000 times, maybe 100,000 times more effective than anything else. And of course, I actually enjoy the social events, not just for the beer and such, but the just being able to sit with users in a more casual setting and talk about the things that they're working on and how's their work going and that kind of stuff, the things that maybe in a more formal setting you don't really get to dive into.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. What do you think the users really look forward to the most at these events? What do they tell you they get out of it?
Well, I would say really a bit of the same thing. CAD, like any product, can be rather nameless and faceless as you're out there, using it on a daily basis. But, I think what the feedback I've gotten in the past is people really like to come because they can talk directly to the people who work on the product and make the product what it is. And obviously, I feel like their input is, it's going to be valuable when they're really sitting there face to face, and there's give and take. I think it's really been satisfying to people in the past that they can start to see things that they talked about maybe last year coming into the product the next year.
And so, whether it's in the formal presentations or over a beer at the social events, like you mentioned, what's kind of the top question you get asked the most by customers at these events?
That's a tough one because it's really a lot of discussion in a bunch of different areas. I guess a lot of people, you know, even though we're coming out with the current release and it's all very exciting, sometimes they haven't seen it yet. Some of it's still under wraps. They want to know, you know, the key things that I haven't told them at the event. And sometimes even things about future direction, what are we going to do in the next release? Where do I see all this going? Again, they're working on the product daily, and like anything, you get your nose kind of into that. And sometimes they want to open up and see what's the bigger picture beyond, just the day-to-day that they normally see.
And so I know we don't have a whole lot of time today because you guys are very busy. You're knee-deep right now in the next stages, or the final stages of the next release. I think you guys have beta coming up here shortly, and then obviously you got this event right on the heels of that. So I know you can't talk a lot about the next release right now, but hopefully, obviously, you will at PLM Connection. But, you know, any thoughts just about really synchronous technology in general that you want to share? You know, what's been kind of the word on the street about it now that it has been out there a year? Any thoughts you want to share about that?
Yeah, well, I think, people are in general excited about synchronous technology as well. They should be. It's a whole different way of working. There is a certain amount of confusion, I think, still out there about is it just direct modeling? Is it the same as some of those other technologies that are out there? And I wrote a blog on that on the Siemens blog a few weeks back, because I do think people really need to distinguish between the history-based technology, the history-free technology, and the synchronous technology, that they're really kind of three distinct things. And I think there's still a good bit of confusion out there, and we have to perhaps as a company be a bit more clear on, you know, what is really unique about synchronous technology that makes it, you know, the best of the variety of different technologies that are out there. And with that said, I think, you know, we released it about a year ago, and I think a lot of people see it as very exciting technology. Some people say, hey, I see it as very exciting, but it doesn't quite do everything I need yet. And of course, that's a progression that we're working on. One thing I can tell you, I mean, it's certainly coming up here only in a month or so, is that, you know, sheet metal has been one of those things where people say, hey, I love the synchronous technology, but sheet metal is what I do, so I can't really use it in full yet. Well, that's a big emphasis of this upcoming release, is to synchronize, if you will, the sheet metal technology, as well as, you know, just add depth and robustness in a variety of different areas, and continue to fill out everything that synchronous is capable of.
Well, there you go. You actually provided a good hint to what's coming up in the next release. Mm-hmm. And I should tell you, your blog post called A Fork in the Road, like you mentioned, was a couple weeks ago, has been received a lot of traffic from what I see from our blog traffic. So it shows still the interest in, I think, us explaining that technology and having even more of that conversation out there in a social space. So,
well, super. If I can contribute in any other way, let me know.
Well, you know, just one more blog every other day would be great.
I'll work on it.
Well, hey, Dan, thanks for taking the time out of your busy development schedule, I know, and look forward to seeing you in person down in Nashville, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dora.